Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show with a deep appreciation for plaid. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
Al joins us, so we must be talking about Oasis. We find out if we are human or dancer with the Killers, and nobody cares whether Shane uses a Zune or an iPod.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hello, everybody out there in Cyberland. According to my notes, we're doing a show called The Scope, and the notes go on to say this is episode number 63. That's a lot of episodes.
63. We're almost close to the magical number, Shane.
Yep, the number where we quit.
71.
That's the number, right? Well, we've got a full house here. Jared is here, as always, pushing buttons. Adam is here.
Boy, that was really gay.
Pushing other kinds of buttons, making people angry.
I'm glad the show's getting meta now and requiring you to read Jared's Twitter to get his intro jokes.
Is that the fact I don't read his Twitter, so I guess I didn't get
the,
it.
It was the Zune iPod thing. Obama.
Oh.
Does he use a Zune? Does he use an iPod? Why do we care so much?
It's an inside joke and an inside
joke. It's not necessarily an inside joke. I mean, it kind of made the rounds on the internet, so anyone who's been paying attention would probably know what's going on.
So, Al, were you paying attention?
No. So what does he use?
I believe it's an iPod.
Of course.
There was some speculation that he had used a Zune once, just tried it out or something, and so Obama uses a Zune.
He did not inhale.
Right. I think he just packaged it up and sent it to McCain.
I think McCain started that rumor.
McCain.
Yes, you've heard it, Al.
Now that's meta.
That is meta. Al is our musical expert, and he is here.
Oh, yeah.
Probably one of many shows in a row would be my guess. Al's moving in.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do I need to make up a bed for him?
You might have to. A pallet. That's what we used to call it.
Do you like your sheets to be preheated, Al? And do you like an Andy's mint on the pillow at bedtime?
No, I prefer a light flannel sheet.
Okay. Good. Good.
And maybe two Andy's.
And how do you? And wow, he's getting greedy. And how do you take your coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
He doesn't drink coffee.
Diet Coke.
Awesome. I'll put a little cream and sugar in it for you.
Al's going to be here to tell us all about the latest happenings of Oasis, the Happy Mondays, The Verve.
Oasis, Oasis, Oasis.
Yes. Anyone that ripped off Oasis, he's going to tell us.
The Oasis pipe.
Yeah.
Oasis pipe. And Adam, thank you for joining us. You look happy.
You're welcome. What's that all about?
I don't know. Just want to include you.
Yeah. Why is he looking happy? We know he's not.
Yeah. You're never happy about anything.
I only have a week work. Never mind.
He's angry at himself for not spitting it up.
No.
You are going on vacation. That is correct. Yeah. For how long?
Wow. For 1 week.
Notice how I said a statement, then I corrected that it was a correct statement.
You're going to Florida, right?
Florida.
Awesome. What part of Florida?
Marco Island.
Marco Island. Are there any...
the Polo Islands.
Are there any sort of themed parks there?
No, but we're flying into Orlando and going to Universal Studios, we think. We're deciding that this weekend. Wow. Islands of Adventure.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
Yep.
Do they have the Hulk roller coaster there?
Is that Universal Studios or is that the Six Flags ones that have the Hulk?
I thought Universal had Marvel superheroes, but
whatever. You're right. Six Flags is the DC ones. Yes, it probably is the one that has that. Then,
well, we'd like to get a full report and your.
I'm on it.
Your
from the nerd's perspective.
The nerd's perspective of Universal Studios and Southern Florida in general. Okay. Be very exciting.
All right.
It'll be the first one, I'm sure.
Yeah, never happened before. Well, speaking of nerds, Jared.
Yeah.
We are them.
Was that directed at me?
Yeah. We have something called a voicemail line, and we've been begging people to call into it. And the problem is we just haven't had time to play the calls.
The problem is that I keep forgetting when I'm drunk to call in. Yeah. That's the real problem.
We should have about 18 calls from you by now.
Yes.
So we've got calls. We haven't been able to play them. And I think the interesting thing about our voicemail is that we've only had one gentleman, right?
Gentlemen, yes. We've had one gentleman caller.
Gentleman suitor. call our voicemail and leave a message. And that would be Luke Ski. He's been a part of the show from time to time. He is a funny music guy. He makes crazy parodies and original compositions.
Yep.
And
LukeSki.com if you want to check him out.
That's his website. And I've heard that he's been a little distraught that we haven't played his voicemail. And so we're going to rectify that. Rectify it right now by playing one of his calls.
Damn near killed him.
So let's play it, and then we'll discuss what Luke has to say.
Okay.
Hey, it's Luke Ski. Like Jared, I mean,
Okay,
that's
so
trouble.
That's trouble there.
So, like Jared and Shane, what do you think about that, Adam?
Well, he likes us and clearly hates Adam.
I don't know why I was left out of this call that we've been hyping up for the last three episodes. A little upset.
That would be 6 weeks, by the way, because since we record bi-weekly. Actually, Jared, why don't you play Luke's second attempt?
Okay.
Hey, this is Luke Ski. Like Jared and Shane, I have been watching and enjoying the Clone Wars television program on Cartoon Network. The last episode that aired centered around Jar Jar Binks, and I was curious what Jared and Shane thought of that episode. I think it worked. I think in the context of a cartoon aimed primarily at children, Jar Jar actually kind of worked, and that episode made sense and was entertaining. So curious what you thought about that. Peace out.
There we have it. So we have a discussion topic brought to us by the great Luke Ski, Star Wars The Clone Wars, seen on the Cartoon Network. I know that Al's never seen the show. He never would. He would only beat up people that watch that.
Al, you want to go like beat up nerds or go trade baseball cards or arm wrestle?
You obviously can't answer either. You were not asked.
How's your fantasy always
going? I haven't seen it.
You've never seen the program? Jared, have you seen that episode?
No. I'm still, three behind now? Was there one on last night?
There was one on last night.
Now I'm three behind.
Well, I did watch that episode, and
tell us what you think.
I'm going to say this right now. I never in a million years thought I would agree with anything that Luke Ski had to say. That guy is my mortal enemy. But I agree with Luke Ski 100%. In the context of a cartoon, Jar Jar does indeed work. The episode centered around Jar Jar going on a diplomatic mission with Amidala or Padme, as well as C-3PO. No Darth Gator in the episode, as my daughter would call him. Darth Gator was not involved.
Does she know how hilarious she's being when she says that?
Yes, no, she doesn't.
She's pretty opinionated.
We don't.
he's a leather daddy.
We don't let on that she's being silly. So Darth Gator will last a long time. But in the context of the show, Jar Jar works as a cartoon character, and I think in general the Clone Wars program works. Works better. That universe works better as an animated feature rather than these movies. They don't get bogged down too much in the big story of politics and senators doing this and that. I mean, it's a part of the show, but it's not something that really weights everything down. They focus more on the action and adventure, the small stories within the larger picture, and then they just go out and cut up stuff and do lightsabers and laser beams and all that stuff, spaceships.
Lightsabers and laser beams.
Do you agree with that, Jared, from what you have seen of the program?
Yeah, no, I do. Absolutely do. It's like you said, smaller details within the larger picture is probably the way to go. I mean, it's kind of sad that the prequel trilogy was so much a cartoon as it was, considering how much animation there was. But yeah, it works in smaller chunks.
They could have done about 90% of the new movies in the Clone Wars format, and it probably would have worked much, much better. And if they would have concentrated on a smaller story of Anakin, I don't know where it would start and where it would have finished, but I think that it would probably would have worked better.
Well, that's the thing is you have the big story in episodes 4 through 6, but it's not like the big thing.
No.
You're focusing on Luke's journey and the smaller moments in the prequels. Totally missed that, but the cartoon captures that. So yeah, I mean, I think you're right. You could have done the whole background story that's going on with the cartoon, and the movies probably could have been a little smaller, a little more focused, and much more entertaining.
Yeah, Anakin's journey within the bigger picture, not the bigger picture that just happens to include a smaller story.
Right, and now we've gone off into an entire Star Wars tangent.
There we go, because we love to do that. So there we go, Luke Ski, you're a featured player in today's show. Congratulations. And I just want to throw this out there to all of our listeners, especially if you're 15 years old and a female, call our voicemail line. Now, Jared, what is that number?
That is, where the hell is it?
Come on.
My notes here somewhere. The old one I had memorized. This one I don't. 646-495-9201. It's extension 70055. You won't get a nifty little greeting. You'll just get enter your passcode or whatever. And that's where you put in the 70055. And then you talk.
Anything crazy? Any comments you want to talk about? Any things that you would request from us?
If you just want to hear yourself with a phone filter voice on top of your own voice, that works too.
We'll do that. We will totally do that.
If you'd like to hear what you sound like in lo-fi,
we'll take care of it. So, guys, we have a big show coming up. Al is here because we have a music-centered show today. Recently,
a game show?
It's a quiz.
I didn't come here to do homework.
Well, you don't have to.
I didn't study.
It's more of a guessing game.
I stayed up all night drinking. Or playing a Kingdom for Keflings.
Recently, the magazine Blender came out with a list of 1,001 songs you must download.
You can't buy them. You have to download them.
Well, you can do whatever you want.
Illegally?
It says you can download them today, so I'm assuming...
Have they given me permission to just go to like the BitTorrent or peer-to-peer sites?
No comment on that. Okay. Al, you're looking like you want to say something.
I'll wait, but there's one song that we must talk about that made the list.
All right, we'll do that. So there's what really.
And I don't know if you can download it.
Queen, I've tried a really long time to find that. It's not posted anywhere. It's rough.
Devastating. Yeah. So this magazine has a bunch of lists of songs from famous musical artists and acts, as well as just little mini lists of themed packs of music from Blender, as well as their top albums of the year. So I have created a musical quiz based on. Don't be looking at anything there, Adam. No
just
cheating.
Cover.
Based on this list. So I don't know how this bit's going to work. It could be good, could be bad. We'll just let the chips fall where they may and go from there.
Didn't take me long, Adam.
Wow, that's how fast Jared is.
All right, that's enough of that.
Also, we are going to be reviewing the latest album from The Killers. Will it be good? Will it be bad? We'll find out. And I will also be looking at all of the latest comings and goings in the world of geek and pop culture. Coming soon, news, all the stuff you come to expect from a 63rd episode of The Scope. So I wanted to thank Al for stopping in.
Bye.
I want to thank Jared for running things, and the show's over.
Yeah, well, peace out, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, we'll be back, Jared, I think right after this commercial break.
Once again, it's time for another edition of The Scope, female genitalia euphemism of the day. Today's euphemism is... Honeypot. That was The Scope, female genitalia euphemism of the day. Now, back to the show.
Yes, indeed, a little bit of the Chemical Brothers for all you youngsters out there playing us into our Blender music quiz. Boy, Jared, very exciting that we're branching out in our musical selections. I like it.
Yeah.
Jazzing us up.
Was that on the list?
Fuck the RIAA.
That song not on... Not on the list, but I can say that was one of the songs that got me into the world of techno back in the early 90s. I'm sure all of us can agree to that as well, that Chemical Brothers very, very influential. And speaking of influential, we've got... Blender's 1001 songs you must download today, and a little quiz that I've concocted around that. As I said earlier in the show, Blender asked a bunch of famous musical people to give them a list of songs that they think are worthy of your time.
Actually, this song was on the 90 songs that would turn your high school dance into a rave.
Very nice. I like that list.
Let's do that one.
Which was part of that article, so F all y'all.
Very good. You know, and I would have not have known that because I was never invited or allowed to any of those dances at high school. Thank you very much. So I've got a list of 10 questions. I'm going to throw these questions out to our panel here, consisting of Adam, Al, and Jared. We're going to let these guys guess at what the correct answer could be, and maybe we'll have a little musical discussion about how terrible or terrific some of the musical tastes.
Can the listeners at home play along?
Yeah, we'll leave a pause.
Do we need a disclaimer? I read this 2 weeks ago.
I'm not sure if you'll remember a lot of this stuff, but if you do, maybe you can give us some sort of signal, whether it be a physical or audible sound, and we'll skip over you. Are we ready?
Yes.
How about I guess last?
You guess last. Yeah, Al will tell us the correct answer. Okay, everybody. What musical artist or act did not make Pete Wentz's, who happens to be the bassist for Fall Out Boy, his list of songs that get your heart pumping? So
Did not.
He's three of these songs made his list. One song did not. And Pete is probably, in his early to mid-20s? So
24, I believe.
Wow, very nice.
I was just reading...
Do you have his pictures pasted up in your locker?
I was reading an interview with the hat guy from Fall Out Boy. And,
Stone?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you four selections, and let's see if you gentlemen can get the correct one. Maybe you want to come to a consensus. Who knows? The list is as follows. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Fronted by what gentleman?
John
Fogerty.
Recently passed away, right?
Forrest J. Ackerman.
John Mayer.
Liam Gallagher.
John Mayer, Stop This Train is song number two. Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. Or Michael Jackson, come together.
What was the second one again?
John Mayer, Stop This Train.
See, John Mayer's awesome.
So let's talk,
his music's terrible,
talk,
but
talk
he's
us
awesome.
Through. Talk us through this, guys.
What's the list again? His
songs. That, this is songs
not...
that songs that have made that make his heart pump.
Okay.
One of these songs is not on that list.
Man, that Michael Jackson song is pretty bottom of the barrel as far as songs that get your heart pumping.
Yeah,
I would go with that.
Jared,
I'm trying to even think of what that song is.
It's I believe it is a cover of the Beatles, "Come Togethers."
Oh yeah,
I think it's. I know two that are on it.
Okay,
but I'm between two. I think it's John Mayer's was not.
Dang. I'm kind of gonna say the Michael Jackson one as well. That just seems kind of. I think if you're gonna go one direction on that, you're gonna go with the original. I think.
Okay,
that's my opinion.
I'm sure CCR was on the list.
Yeah, of course it is.
And what do you say
on everyone's list? I said Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Okay, so the correct answer is Queen. Don't stop me now.
That was on someone else's list.
It was on a different list, I think. Okay. This is what Pete said about the Michael Jackson song. I'm glad we had some controversy about that. He says, "I understand the blasphemy of picking the MJ version instead of the Beatles version, but I remember watching the live video of this and having my mind completely blown."
Wow.
"I would never be embarrassed of going to church in black shoes and white socks again."
Now, does he really mean mind, or was he really thinking about something else?
I think he wants the Aerosmith version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that Michael Jackson song makes any list. Thank you very much. Not even list of best Beatles covers.
It just did. It made a list.
Well, that's a wrong list.
There you go.
Blast
it's on a list, Shane. You love lists.
I'm wrong. I love lists. So let's go into question.
There was a website today that had a top 20 list of the top 10 lists, of the best top 10 lists of the year 2008. Lifehacker.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That's
I love Lifehacker.
Kind of deep in itself. Question number two. Big Boy from Outkast has a varied list of best tracks ever.
Mm-hmm.
Which song was not on his list? Johnny Cash, Hurt.
Can I just say a random song and hope it wasn't on the list?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know if you guys are actually going to know this stuff. You have to think about the artist and what that artist might put on it.
Push It by Salt and Pepper.
So Johnny Cash, Hurt. Nirvana, Lithium.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West, Stronger. Coldplay, Viva La Vida. And Train, Dropship Jupiter.
Well, only one of those songs is a rap song.
One of these songs is not on his list.
So, Shane, all these songs were on someone's list, and you're just mixing them up. So.
That's not necessarily true. Okay. All of these. Four of these songs were on Big Boy's list. One of these songs is not, and I might have made up the song. I might have pulled it from a different place.
Okay.
But sometimes I did both. You never know.
Which Kanye song?
I don't think Stronger is a song, Shane. I think you made that one up.
Okay.
You mean you don't think it's a song?
That's just for you.
Hurt by Johnny Cash is like on everybody's list.
Yeah. And it's a cool cover. And it's the one that got him all shit on by
someone had dropped Christian Jupiter, Wright. But I don't know if it was someone that was like as cool as Big Boy. I thought it might have been someone who maybe has lesser musical taste.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's Kanye West that's not on his list.
I would guess Kanye only because it's the only not white music, I guess. Even though that's pretty much the whitest quote-unquote rap song of all time.
Al?
I'm just having a hard enough time remembering four or five songs that you named, but I'll say that one too.
You guys have played correctly to the racial stereotype. Kanye is not the song.
Yeah.
Other tracks that Big Boy did include.
Shane, let's just remember, you're the one who actually threw the stereotype option out there.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
You are racist.
He also selected Conway Twitty's Hello Darlin', Aerosmith's Dream On, and Fleetwood Mac's Gypsy as part of the best songs ever done. He said of the Train song, "Gotta have some sentimental stuff on there, you know." I mean, that's as deep
that
as it
list.
Gets.
Thank you, Big Boy.
So that's a +3 for all of you. I'm writing it down on my list right now.
Oh, we're keeping
score. +1.
I guess I'm more of a Dre 3000 or 2000, whatever his name is.
I think he's upgraded to 4000.
Yeah. 4000.
Okay, guys, are we ready?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why Blender asked...
Can Tom Cruise guess?
Oh, yeah. Not top.
Actually screwed up my page, and then my next song actually has two songs highlighted.
Utter failure.
That does not work. So we're going to skip question three, go to question four. Why Blender asked Teeny Country Bopper Taylor Swift her opinion on music is beyond me. But now the pressure is on for you to select the track Swift included on her all-time favorites list. So there are four songs here. One of them is on her all-time favorite songs. Let's start. You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Mm.
Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. And Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera.
I'm going Whitney Houston.
I'd say Alanis.
I'd say the first one.
I'm saying Whitney.
So we got all sorts of splits. So Adam, the double A, says, you ought to know. Jared says, 18. I want to dance with somebody. And the correct answer is Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. Oh. One of the best songs ever done, and it's been out for 3 months. Now, she says about hot and cold, my favorite song to get ready to. Other faves of hers, Umbrella, Lose Yourself, Pour Some Sugar on Me, and Keith Urban's You'll Think of Me. So this girl,
I'm surprised she even acknowledges that Def Leppard exists.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, she probably heard
those
it.
Those are all in the Pizza Hut jukebox. Yeah.
You know, when Al does a best of list, and you know, Al is known for making his best of lists, he has a special spot taken for the song that's funnest to get ready to.
Yeah.
When Al is doing his hair,
we have some,
I've got to listen to.
What is this year's pick?
Yeah, what is this year's pick for you? Your favorite getting ready song?
Favorite get ready song?
MGMT Kids.
It's got to be something from Lil Wayne, right?
Lil Wayne?
Right. Lil Wayne. Chamillionaire or something like that.
Chamillionaire.
Lil Romeo.
Lil T.I. or T-Pain? T-Bone?
T.I.P.
T-Money?
Let It Rock by Rudolph and Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, minus RoboCop.
Because I can hear that while I'm watching a football game.
Sexy. Okay, so Corey Taylor, lead singer of Slipknot, you know that crazy band that wears those scary masks?
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're from Iowa.
Gwar
Jr. He loves heavy metal. What a shocker.
But
which song on this list is one of his favorite tracks of all time? BYOB, System of a Down. Lucky Star by Madonna. NIB by Black Sabbath. And Alex Chilton by The Replacements.
Hmm.
How old is he? Slipknot?
No, Slipknot,
he's probably close to 30.
Mid-20s. Or yeah, probably close to 30.
Yeah, Slipknot's been around for a while.
Yeah, I don't think it's BYOB. I think it was on someone else's
Tablecloth.
Which one is or
is?
Part of me wants,
is.
Part of me
one
wants
song.
To say, since you know he's from Iowa, which is close to Minnesota, is that he's... I'm going to say Replacements. Alex Chilton.
I don't think
that's
that.
My guess, though.
I like it.
I'm
going
to say Lucky Star, because it's too ridiculous.
I agree with Jared.
So we've got two for Alex Chilton by The Replacements. One of John, one of our infrequent guests on the show. He loves that song. He likes to sing it on Rock Band. Al goes with Lucky Star by Madonna.
Because I like to sing it on Rock Band.
Is that her first hit or her first major hit?
Wasn't Like a Virgin before that?
No.
I think her
no.
first
Lucky
major...
Star and Borderline.
What was actually bad?
She had one song. She had Burning Up before that.
I actually
as well.
Think her first hit was Cocaine.
Cocaine. Well, there we go.
Bad joke, sorry.
The correct answer, by the way, is Madonna.
Wow.
Lucky Star. He says,
man.
I just want to see how many people freak out when they see that Madonna is on my list.
Well, okay, so he doesn't really like her. He's doing it to see people freak out. Why doesn't he just say he likes gay sex,
Replacements
too?
Was,
I think he does later
was,
on in the article.
Replacements was probably too underground for
I made that one up just out of the blue, didn't I? That might have been on a list. I don't know. Hey, everybody, Jason Mraz.
No, that was on a list.
It was.
Yeah.
Jared, Jason Mraz is fun.
Yeah, I hear.
He likes music.
I bet you
he
people does. Like to hang out with him.
I bet you they
on
do.
On the beach.
He likes music, playing his crazy songs. Of these five songs, which isn't on his list?
If you were Jason Mraz, would you kill yourself? I mean, if you were. Like, he wouldn't kill himself, but like, would you if you found yourself? If it was like Quantum Leap
in
one day. If you
couldn't stop smiling.
Suddenly you jump into Jason Mraz's body and you're like, oh, fuck.
And you can never get out.
I'm going to kill myself. I don't care if I die in the process.
Yeah, okay.
I'm killing Jason Mraz.
Yeah. Done.
But he can draw himself really neat.
If you, Scope listeners out there have any opinion on the Jason Mraz controversy we've just raised, please call the voicemail line and let us know.
Jason Mraz might be his latest song that sounds like Somewhere Over the Rainbow from the guy that's saying American Idol, which I'm pretty sure he probably did that song to sound like that. Yes. I think that's one of those songs when Carrie and I are in the car and the song comes on, she goes, ooh, it's my song! And then she turns it on.
That's my
she
jam.
Turns it up.
That's my
she
jam.
She always says it, ooh, it's my song.
Does she do that explicitly to annoy you?
I think she does. Okay. And you know what? She also does it to that song. Is it Lenka?
I don't know.
That was,
she liked that Umbrella song, though.
It was an
she?
iTunes song.
Oh, I like the Umbrella remixes.
Umbrella.
Yep. So let's look at this list of these five songs, which isn't on it. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
One of these songs is not on his list of greatest songs ever.
Okay.
Mr. Az.
So we'll see how crazy and underground he can be.
Mraz.
Take the Power Back by Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
1999 by Prince.
That's on there.
The Hissing of Summer Lawns by Joni Mitchell.
Don't even know it.
This Will Be Our Year by The Zombies.
That's not a song.
And See Martine Law from the band Air.
Too foreign.
Oh, it's Ooh. Between two.
Okay, so let's talk me through it, Al. There's between two songs. What two songs do you say he's just blowing air up our, smoke up our ding-a-lings?
Oh, did you just give it away?
Smoke up the ding-a-ling.
It's not Air or it's not Prince. And I know for sure that Rage was the first one on his list, actually.
Okay, right. So Al's
Rage is on there. Yeah. Joni Mitchell, you say, is on there?
Joni Mitchell. I'm
I would.
So one of these is not.
One of these is not.
Shane pulled Joni Mitchell off of someone else's list, then for sure. But I thought he was a Joni Mitchell guy.
I like how you shatter the illusion. You just can't say Shane has a song. No, he pulled it off another list.
You know what?
I'm
going to go with Prince.
And you did pull Alex Chilton off another list, by the way.
Yeah, Shane. He sees right through you.
I think it's Air.
I want everyone to appreciate Al's last appearance on the show.
I think it's Air Supply. Can I just go with
if they covered Air?
I think it's Something in the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Nice.
I'm going to take
Hey, you know why? You know he wrote that song about a lifeguard that let a guy drown.
I know. It's crazy. And Adam, what are you going to pick?
What did I pick, Prince?
Jason Mraz.
Yeah. Jason Mraz is not on his own list.
He's not on his own list.
He would pick himself.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Adam.
Alex Chilton.
Rage, Prince, Joni Mitchell, Zombies, or Air?
The Remedy. Zombies. Not on the list?
Not on the list.
All over the place on this one.
Yeah, there's no...
Well, Jared's right.
The correct answer is Jared. Prince is not on the list.
Yeah!
Although, it seems like Prince would be on his list to
me. I thought so initially when you read the list, but then I kind of... Yeah, he didn't quite fit in with the rest.
That's my beef with these lists.
His whole list was very esoteric, and like he just picked all this stuff that who knows if he actually listens to the songs. Yeah. He says about Rage, when I skateboarded in high school, this song made me unafraid of concrete. It also made me more interested in school. Rage harnessed the violence of rock and roll and made positive choices.
It sounds like he wrote that for like a class presentation on Rage Against the Machine.
He took his iPod, his cool friend's iPod, his older brother's and his dad's iPod.
Asked for opinions.
Did a shuffle.
Hey, Shane?
Yeah.
You know what made me unafraid of concrete? Heroin.
Boy, you have a lot of drug references today. It's bizarre.
I don't know why. I guess it's because I've been, you know, listening to Stern and Artie.
He's drunk.
Is it 420 right now?
Yeah, almost.
Our next question.
It is somewhere in the world, right? Am I right?
Hi-o.
We've got more new metal. Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park has 10 favorites from 08.
Ooh,
from 08.
I actually looked at this
10?
List.
10?
10. I've got a list of four, but one isn't on that list.
Yes. Go.
Let's go. Use Somebody by Kings of Leon. One of my favorite songs of the year, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Cyanide by Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Carter by Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And Summertime by New Kids on the Block.
Summertime. Summertime. On the
list. yeah, he probably did that to be a dick. I can go with that Metallica song.
I'll say Kings of Leon.
Summertime is not on the list. This one I actually looked at. I didn't know this one. I think, at least I think it is. Unless Shane like picked a song from one of
the... Is that a cover of the Fresh Prince?
Shane may have picked up a song by an artist that's on the list, but isn't the right song.
The correct answer is Summertime by New Kids on the Block. Of course, he's not picking that. Did you know that Ryan Adams loves heavy metal?
Brian Adams?
Ryan Adams.
Cuts like a knife.
Brian Adams?
Former Chargers quarterback Ryan Leaf?
He gave Blender a list of 13 songs. I put one of those songs...
Brian Leaf?
...in the list of four. Guess it. So one of these songs actually...
The Great Barrier Reef? What?
Oh, Jesus. One of these songs made his list. Can you do a heroin reference now?
No.
Maybe Ice or...
Spoon?
Motley Crue, Looks That Kill, Britney Fox...
I don't even know who the artist is.
Ryan Adams.
Okay.
He's the sad sack.
He's not sad.
I guess I have to say this. I'm going to see him on Wednesday night with Oasis.
Maybe he'll cover one of these songs. Okay, so Motley Crue, Looks That Kill, Britney Fox, Long Way to Love, Edge of a Broken Heart, Vixen.
I don't know any of these.
And
bands.
We're Not Going to Take It by Twisted Sister.
That one.
Twisted
Sister.
Wait. This is the one that's on the list?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Twisted Sister.
That's on or not on?
It is on the list. One song is on his
list.
Looks
like Motley Crue.
Twisted Sister.
So Al goes with Motley Crue, Looks That Kill.
Jared, wait, Britney Fox. No.
Jared and Adam go with Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it. I'm going with Britney Fox, Long Way to Love. He says 80s hair metal that's a little light. It's 80s hair metal that's a little lighter than Kiss, but not as light as Poison. And a fucking $1 million chorus.
So that's why he picked Britney Fox.
That's why he picked Britney Fox.
Thank you.
Oh, it sucked.
Sorry, the machine's broken.
Oh, okay.
I have to stop this bit now.
Jared, everyone knows that the Scopes' Adam loves Maroon 5's Adam Levine.
Yes.
Can you guess?
I love other Jews named Adam.
Can you guess the song that doesn't float the Silky Crooner's boat? One of these songs is not on his list. The list goes as follows: Purple Rain by Prince, King of Pain by The Police, Nirvana, Drain You, Same Old Situation by Motley Crue, and She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5.
Nirvana.
Which one's
not on the list?
It's not a popular song.
No, I'm going to take, I'm going to say Motley Crue again.
You're just going to keep guessing Motley Crue until you get it right.
It's kind of my Faith Hill default answer. Take Faith Hill.
Faith Hill for 1,000, please.
The correct answer is She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5.
There's no way.
Wow. He did not pick his own song. He says of Purple Rain, it's one of the most emotional songs.
That's good.
Prince is not afraid to let you know he's vulnerable, and he's one of the six people in the world who makes a mustache look cool.
No, he doesn't.
I've tried, and I wind up looking like a child molester.
Yeah. Well, you look like one regardless.
I think Prince can rock it because he's so small.
Also, I don't believe that he's ever once listened to Drainio.
He had to.
He's our age. Give me a break.
For his age.
Oh. Yeah, he has.
Who's age?
Prince and Purple. Prince
Your
and the
age,
Police
Grandpa?
Are on his album, so...
He might not have bought the album, but someone probably was.
You're saying
he
downloaded it back in 94?
Probably.
Yeah, he was on Napster.
Everyone was like issued that album when they were in high school.
I thought that was on Incesticide for some reason. It was on in.
That was never mind.
That had stopped the music for some reason.
That's
whatever.
All right. Well, guys, let's get to our last question. This could be my favorite question and the most smug question of the bunch. Babyface Chris Brown, he's a very popular fellow. He's kind of a Michael Jackson type.
Big dancer, I hear.
Dancer, loves to dance. He actually put a song on his list that he co-wrote. He co-wrote a song and he put
it
on his list.
It's gonna be tight,
yo. What is that song? You guys are just going to be guessing, but
yeah, pretty much.
The songs are "Shake It" by Metro Station, done by Miley Cyrus's half brother.
Okay.
"Disturbia" by Rihanna, "Gossip" by Lil Wayne, and "Burning Up" by the Jonas Brothers. So all great, great songs coming out of this year.
Oh my.
Rihanna.
Jonas Brothers.
I'm going with the first one, the Miley Cyrus one.
Probably a chick.
The correct answer is Rihanna, yeah. Disturbia. He's dating her, so...
So he co-wrote a song for her, huh?
So he did that. Yeah, so...
Wow.
That's our list. I'm not tallying up the scores because...
Because I got all of them wrong.
Because Adam got everyone wrong. But I am going to talk. I'm going to throw out the list of Blender's top 10 albums of the year. I think they've got 33 on the list.
The year's not over.
Well, they apparently feel they've heard enough.
What's left after Chinese Democracy? Nothing else matters, right?
I don't know if Chinese Democracy made their list.
I'm just saying that's the ultimate. That's above everything else. So you don't need to put it on the list.
Here's
it's
a
so
guy.
Awesome.
The number one album of the year according to Blender is the guy they've covered. They've talked about how great he is. It's
you're going
to
start with number one.
Okay, we'll start at 10.
Let's just save the day there, guys.
Number 10, done by...
You would have just had people fast-forwarding to the end of the show, Shane. Come on.
Pete Wentz and Fall Out Boy. Okay. I don't even know how you pronounce this.
Is their new album?
How do you pronounce that? Faux Adieu?
It's something in French.
French?
There's a kid in a costume carrying a teddy bear.
Anybody heard this album, Adam?
Nope. Not yet.
Vampire Weekend by Vampire Weekend. I think we reviewed them, didn't we?
Agreed.
It's a great album.
I like it more than I did initially.
Yes, me too. Also, if you go on Hype Machine, there's a remix of Oxford Comma that's one of my favorite remixes of all time.
Is there like a script I can run that would just replace all of my original songs with remixes from Hype Machine?
That would be nice. You could start using you could use Songbird. It makes it much easier to download through Hype Machine.
Jared, make a mental note of when Adam said there's a great remix, and you can just get that sound bit, and then we can just play it every time we talk about music.
That's a great remix.
Yeah,
I
was listening to Patsy Cline. Well, that's a great remix. That's one of my favorite songs ever.
Star Spangled Banner came on.
The number 8 album, Harps and Angels by Randy Newman. Actually, an album that got a lot of good buzz.
The music. Does it sound just like Sleepers in Seattle?
From the music snobs. I don't know how great it is, but
you got a
every...
friend in me remixed.
Mm-hmm.
I wish.
Yeah. Skeletal Lamping from Of Montreal comes at number 7. Jared, you like Of Montreal. You did back in the day.
I don't actually own anything by them, though. I thought they were okay. I know you liked them more than I did.
Al? Of Montreal?
Yeah.
Not one of my favorites.
Songs here and there.
Adam, you're big into music.
Next.
Number 6, Robin, and it's her self-titled album, Robin. I don't think we have anything to say about that.
I
who the hell's Robin?
Did you really?
She was like big in the 90s,
97
I think.
Or
yeah.
something. She
and like she came back. It's a terrible album, but there's two really, really good songs on it.
So. Are they remixed?
They're like dance songs, dancey pop songs.
Okay. Speaking of dancey pop, Hot Chips, Made in the Dark, number 5, which I downloaded the album. I thought it was a little overrated myself.
Like, I got like five of the songs a lot, but... I mean, the remixes,
to me,
it's, you know.
To me, the straight versions of those songs aren't quite as
good as the remix.
Yeah, they're not as dancey. They're a little strange.
His voice is bizarre, too.
It is bizarre. Number 4, this might be a surprise considering the actual mix of the album, Metallica's Death Magnet. A lot of controversy over how it was mixed and smushed together and just made very, very loud. Any guys downloaded this Metallica album? I mean, I don't like Metallica that much. So.
I
kind of like a lot of it, yeah. It really sounds like, you know, old Metallica.
I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
This is just
this is off the Randy Newman album, just so you know.
Here we go. Let's listen a little bit.
Sounds like something. Sounds like Snoopy coming out right now.
Is Woody and Buzz are going to come out and hang out? Every Pixar film.
Something bled.
Should beatbox over this. Make a remix.
I thought this would remix the song right now, Jared. Can you throw some beats over it?
Horse's head.
I swear, I thought that was Jared singing over it. Because it sounds like...
Take the cannoli bun. We can do a little Wayne. We can do a little featuring Lil Wayne on it.
James Conner's leaking all over the place.
Is this serious? Is that an old Randy Newman song?
And near the end, they shot Mo Green in the face.
Wow, it's a fire. It's a Bob Dylan cover.
Okay, number three.
Hold on.
Go, there's more.
Go, Godfather, go.
Very funny stuff.
You, my friend.
Oh, you, my friend.
Good anyway, stuff.
That's from Paul and Storm. They're 25 Days of Newman. They're doing 25 Randy Newman parodies up till Christmas, and they're all about movies. And
well, it's going to be a big hit.
They went for Cloverfield.
People are talking about it. What does Cloverfield Monster think about then?
He's on vacation. No.
Don't put Jared on the spot. He can't rip off that comedy like you need him to. Question.
It's the budget's fault.
It's the budget. Yeah. We've
cut
the...
cut you off.
Cut his mic.
Turn Shane's my
mic
saying back he on. Cut the budget.
The budget. The third album number... I don't even know how to say this. It's the third best album of the year. TV on the Radio's Dear Science. Have you heard it, Adam? What do you think?
I don't like it as much as Dear Cookie Mountain or whatever the last one was. I still like it. It's just not as... Not as, I don't know. They're almost too weird for me. Experimental, alternative.
I've never even tried them.
I lose all country music cred because they're the best band I've never listened to.
Well, you can't be perfect, Al.
Sonic Youth is the best band I don't understand or like. So
they have a great song in Rock Band. the second best album of the year, Feed the Animals by Girl Talk.
Agreed.
I agree. I think that is one of the best albums of the year.
But is it a kind of gimmicky? I mean, really, I don't know. It's great, but it's...
There are times where I get tired of it, but then I'll listen to it again later, or a song will come up and shuffle, and I'll be like, I want to listen to the whole album again.
That's what you do with that song or that album.
Yeah. That's why it should not have a...
But it's a collection
single. It shouldn't be in a top single.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
It's a collection of the best parts of all your favorite songs. Though, so
but it's like, how it's put together, Jared.
I know.
It's how it's put together.
I have a hard time giving that on a top 10 album.
Good thing you don't work for Blender.
It's great, but it's just like it's not necessarily an original.
I didn't want to like it, and then I listened to it and didn't like it, and now I like it.
Sounds like we should really
I'm getting
read your
so do you like it or just like it right now?
Now I like it.
Okay.
And it's the greatest conversation starter if you've in a room with a bunch of people that haven't heard it.
Yes, it's true. This week
we're going to do a game about that.
This
album,
week
by
I was playing it while driving two girls around, and they loved it.
It's a great Chick album.
My friends lost it just listening to it.
Yeah, it's so freaking clever.
And I guess you look like you want to move on. So
no,
stop.
Go ahead. Keep telling your story.
No, I was just saying it was like there's eight.
My friends talked about it on a podcast.
Yeah. No, there's eight of us in a room, and it's like when one guy's singing one part, the next guy just starts singing in because we have all different tastes in music and. You know,
so really, it caters
and then
to
you
all
pass
types.
The bong to
it's,
the right, and
yeah.
then
it's a thing we can all agree on. It's our album we can all agree on.
I agree with that. I agree with your agreement.
I agree.
What's the best album of the year according to Blender?
Well, when by the way, when we have our best of episode, which will
give up.
What songs are being featured in that right there?
Nothing compares to you.
Lighter Shade of Pale. And I don't know the rap song.
If you don't start no shit, there won't be no shit. I don't know why it's so difficult for you to comprehend.
We'll go to the next thing and then we'll try to guess. That's our game, Jared.
It's going to flip right now.
Awesome. Oh. Well, we'll save that for another time.
Okay. All right. And the number one album.
You're going to say something, Shane, about when we do our countdown.
When we do our countdown, we will each be featuring three of the best our three best albums of the year. And
we're doing a countdown?
Well, not a countdown, but our...
The
our,
final
we're,
countdown?
We're doing a top... We're doing our tops of the year.
Our year recap?
Recap. And so all of us will have to have our three best albums.
Are all four of us doing our tops of the year?
I think
Can we call it the four tops
when
of the year?
Probably our next show. And by the way, Molly, I'm anointing her, our movie expert will be in as well.
Good, because I've only seen about four.
She's the
year.
Only person I know that's seen every movie... That's come out this year.
I can give you my list now. It's Iron Man.
Okay, there we go. Jared's done. We don't even need to do a show. Number one album, according to Blender, Lil Wayne's That Carter 3.
Okay.
I have nothing to say about it, although that everybody talks about how great Lil Wayne is.
I don't like rap. I don't really like that album, but as far as rap albums, it's up there.
I haven't, you know, my only real exposure to his current work, well, really any of his work, was when he was on SNL, you know, a few weeks back. I just don't get it.
I didn't buy it. I didn't buy into the whole.
I don't get it. I don't get the T-Pain.
If you don't give a damn, I don't give a.
I don't give a fuck.
You can swear, guys. It's all right. We have an explicit.
Who's the rapper that uses auto-tune so much? Is that T-Pain?
T-Pain is like the guy who supposedly originated it, and now it's like everywhere.
Everybody uses it.
What I'm hoping is it's like, I hope that Kanye's latest album is like, this is it. This is, we're done with that sound now. Let's move on to something else, because it's just, it's way too, everyone has it. It's ridiculous.
Someone's got to take, you know, the bull by the horns and just push that rap phenomenon in a different direction. That's exactly
808s and vocoders can go away now.
Well, let's hope it happens in the year 2009.
I don't.
You love it, huh? Maybe Cher can come back with another album for you, too, while she's at it. So, everybody, that has been our Blender Super Music Quiz. I want to thank the guys for playing along, going along with my terrible idea. Yes, it was a joke, pretty much the whole thing. Thank you, Tom Cruise. And guess what? We've got a lot more stuff coming up in the rest of the show, including a little music, a little news, and a little bit of other stuff. So stick around. We'll be back right after this.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sound. The Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it! It's Sea Monkey, bitch.
Yeah! From the Funny Music Project at thefunk.com, this is Sea Monkey with the parody of Britney Spears' Womanizer. He calls his, appropriately enough, breathalyzer. Everyone should have a designated driver. Take care now.
Those other guys.
under the scope.
Yes, I am back along with my the rest of these hangers honors. And guess what? We've got a little bit of geek news coming at you, so let's hit that right now.
Usually you say something. Come
no,
on.
I'm throwing you a curveball is what I'm doing. Okay. We'll try that again.
And two.
Okay, Adam, so what is going on in your paper news right there? He's back to paper, Jared. You hear that? He's doing paper. He's
been
not
like
doing...
a month now. 2 months.
All right, let's try that again. So, Adam, you just got back from the synagogue. What's happening there?
Doesn't make any sense.
Give us a minute to get the Jewish news.
Oy vey. Bagel sales down 50%.
Oh, my.
I don't know if...
Dreidel sold out across the country.
At the beginning of the show, Shane, you referred to the... like
Manischewitz,
like,
2-for-1 on sale.
Talking about what we would be doing today, and then you'd be like, and then we'll have some pop culture news. And I always forget I'm supposed to do, like, pop culture news.
Whatever.
Adam does what he wants to do, people. Yeah,
pretty much.
He makes the show his own.
All right.
As long as there's a Sony story, that's all I care about.
Is there Sony in there?
There is.
Yeah.
Maybe something to rant about with Obama.
Yeah, there's one of those too. All right. So first up, there's some tech news. So Verizon had their, and I guess RIM, their the BlackBerry Storm came out this week, which...
Is that where you push it and it clicks?
Yeah, yeah. BlackBerry's first touchscreen, like that's a big thing.
I hear that doesn't work so well.
Yes, me too. So they've been calling it an iPhone killer.
Isn't it fun to say everything's a something killer?
Yes.
Who's going to be the killer's killer? That's what I want to know.
My mom.
Fallout Boy.
Shit, where was I going with this?
News is over, Jared.
Thank you.
That's not the end of the news story, sound. People actually lined up at some Verizon stores to buy it, like they do with the iPhone. Like they were like lined up.
All three people.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
They were sad. Their pocket protectors froze.
Was there a special training session for Verizon employees on how to handle the crowds?
Oh yeah.
Okay. When that one person lines up,
make sure he gets his complimentary coffee.
So though Verizon says the Storm is its fastest selling handset yet, Verizon's fastest yet, the touchscreen phone is also generating more negative buzz than any BlackBerry before. Consumers and journalists are beating the Storm to a bloody pulp, with few defending Research in Motion's response to the popular iPhone. The most vicious review on the Storm comes from the New York Times columnist David Pogue, who's kind of a Mac hack anyway.
Pretty much.
He ripped the Storm to oblivion last week, calling it a BlackBerry dud. Oh no,
dud.
And then on Thursday, he published some reader responses that couldn't agree with him more.
A BlackBerry.
Having tried the Storm,
did you just
make
that up?
Yeah, I did.
On two different days,
to make
sure it was really as bad as it seemed the first time. I too find it unbelievable that these are for sale. A reader wrote to Pogue. Verizon,
we should be paying them.
Should just box all these up, send them to Toys R Us.
Rewind.
Who can sell them in the brain teaser section right next to the Rubik's Cube.
Adam just pushes on. He goes.
You're glib.
Have you played with that thing?
No.
Have you clicked it? Al, you know what a BlackBerry is?
It's a phone.
Email box.
They make a good pie, don't
they? If I said Oasis loved it, would you know everything about it?
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 seconds later?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jared, have you pushed on one of those BlackBerries?
No, I don't touch things.
That's a lie. It's a lie.
I keep my hands off the berries.
Fair enough. Adam, do you have more news?
Yeah. The Obama administration put change.gov under the Creative Commons license, which is kind of a historic thing.
What does that mean exactly?
Is it a historic thing or an historic thing?
Never mind. It's not written on my script, so how would I know?
Continue,
you jerks.
Put it into words a nine-year-old can understand.
It's a highly permissive attribution license, which allows unfettered copying and remixing of content. There's remixing again, subject only to an attribution requirement. So it's kind of...
that's a generalization. There's lots of different levels.
What
of
does that mean? I still don't understand.
Can
you tell
it
to me like I'm a
five-year-old?
Basically, you give them rights to do stuff with your comments, with your content in a non-commercial context, as long as they say give you attribution as the originator.
So you could remix all of his speeches and that sort of thing?
Or whatever's on the site, I'm assuming.
Whatever's on the site.
Wow. I think we've got a new show, everybody.
The other big thing out of the Obama administration this week is the people that he's nominated to be in charge of the FCC are all very pro-net neutrality. So that should be a pretty seismic shift.
Sweet. When do I get my kick-ass fast broadband?
Well, that's the other thing.
Mine was shit last night.
Yeah.
The woman he nominated...
Couldn't download my porn fast enough.
Has been... All right. Let's just move on.
No, go ahead. You have a point to make.
She was on the one of the councils that was dealing with nationwide broadband a few years ago and calling it an embarrassment about how from 2000 to 2006, we slipped from number 3 in terms of broadband deployment to number 26 or something in the world. And
that is sad.
And they're going to make that a big priority.
Beaten by Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes. I heard Harvard is running our whole country now, too.
Harvard is?
Yeah.
How so?
He hired on like a billion people from Harvard.
Oh, okay.
So he actually hired like smart people.
Home team.
Why would you do that?
They give them all Zunes out here.
I'd rather
they're all Zune users, so get them out of there.
They should all be from
and
Texas
those Blackberries
instead.
Yeah, Texas.
Florida.
Texas A&M.
So this is just another example of when Obama takes office in late January, the world is going to change immediately, Adam.
Socialists.
Yep. Perfect. I love it. My money is your money.
Video games?
Yes.
I could use a little extra money.
Nintendo makes $6 on every Wii. Every Wii sold, they make $6.
Yep.
Microsoft breaks even. Sony actually loses about $6 on each PS3 it sells.
Wow.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not. I thought they would lose a lot more.
They were losing a lot more when it first came out, but the price of Blu-ray. Blu-ray was what was killing it. I think they were losing close to $150 on each one because of Blu-ray players by itself. You know, like the closest. So it's $400 for the PS3 right now.
Yeah.
To get a similar featured Blu-ray player right now is $450. That's the cheapest one. Like, you are automatically paying $50 more. So, I mean, it's a good deal for a Blu-ray player.
Well, but there's other players out there that are cheaper.
Right.
But you did say similarly featured. Not as full-bodied.
Well, they don't have that the two, like, the picture-in-picture commentary thing, most of them, and then that one web-based
If you want my opinion, I think a Blu-ray, having that different levels of entering the market whatever is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the same as Sega
should
did.
Should be one thing.
Yeah. Well,
Here's your Blu-ray player.
Sega had that problem with the Genesis. They had the Genesis, they had the 32X, they had the Sega CD.
It's confusing, and people say DVD's enough.
Right. And it is done. Gibson, so the guy that's in this article also noted that a whopping 60% of Wii games sold are Nintendo's first party, compared to only 30% on the 360 and 15% on the PS3. That doesn't really mean as much as it says, because there's actually only, mostly first party games for the Wii.
That just means they're losing out on all the licensing fees, right? That they could be making if other people were.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's one way to look at it.
It also devalues the brand. Of the like 6 or 7 Wii games I own, I only have one that's not made by Nintendo.
Yeah, but
and I just got that. I just got it.
Okay. But I mean, look at what they have out this holiday season as a first party title.
Nothing.
Animal Crossing. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
Or Wii Music, which is a shame too.
Now Shane and I had an IM conversation about this earlier this week, yes. Why is the Wii still so popular, given the fact that there isn't really that many games that you really should have?
I have no idea. Because it's not the cheapest console anymore.
It's not.
Yep.
Is it? And I think I put it out there. Is it just reaching a whole other segment of the market that
there's still
it's a party system. Yeah, that's what it is.
But honestly,
people who haven't played are like me.
But let me ask you this:
it'd be cool to have one.
Many good group party games are there actually for that?
Doesn't Wii matter. Sports, people will buy it for Wii Sports. That's the thing.
We're 2 years in now.
Yep.
Can we have a Wii Sports 2? Maybe
it is coming.
Oh, well, then they should be out by now.
It should. It should have been out for Christmas, and it won't be out till this spring.
It's like when your parents start saying "not" 3 years after it's cool.
Not.
Now they're starting to play Wii.
Yeah. I don't know. I considered getting one at one point, but now it's just like, eh.
Okay, so
you can play mine.
Globally, Wii owners are expected to buy the most games in 2008, a projected 220 million units compared to 125 for the 360 and 120 for the PS3. Again, that's just because of installed units. There's just way more Wiis out there than there are the other ones at this point. Nintendo also makes slightly higher gross margins on the games for the system.
Did you say higher? Is that where I stick in a drug reference, Shane?
Please.
No.
A remix reference.
Remixes and drugs.
That's my remix
song. So that's it for the big stories. A couple small ones. There's rumors of a $99 iPhone coming to Walmart.
I saw that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I sell through AT&T, but only sold exclusively at Walmart.
So how many songs can it store? Like 3?
It's 4 gigs.
Well, yeah,
0.3 gig.
Yeah.
4 gigs.
Still, I mean, it's like
4 gigs is decent.
Yeah.
About 1,000, 1,100 songs.
There's two sides of people looking at this. It's like, yes, if you have this $99 iPhone, it's great to get it out there and, make it kind of the phone for people to have. But the other side is that now it kind of loses all of its cool cachet. If you can buy it at Walmart, are people going to want the iPhone anymore? They're going to now everyone has it. It's not cool anymore.
Yeah, but then Apple will just make a more expensive one. That'll be the cooler one again.
Yeah. So. I'm not sure, I guess Apple would probably rather have market saturation over the cool factor.
Did you see they're up to 9% of the internet now? Yes. Apple systems, which is
way to go.
A huge doubling. Speaking also of Walmart, the family of the man trampled to death is suing Walmart.
Black Friday trampling.
Yes, I don't know if anyone else. You guys probably all heard about this.
You couldn't miss it, really.
Did you hear? Like, did you see the details? Like, the employees had like chained arms together to prevent the people from coming in.
It worked well.
Yeah. Before 6 a.m. or whenever they were opening, 5 a.m.
No, was this Walmart in Bosnia?
Yeah. Where do people act like this?
This is Long Island.
Okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
So the customers are banging on the glass for them to open the door. It's before they're supposed to open, and
Fucking cold out. Let us in.
Right. People are and the employees are like, you know, we're not opening yet, and they're just getting restless. So the employees, you know, the $8 an hour employees,
yeah,
chain arms,
riot gear,
right, and eventually horses. The door comes down. The glass sliding door comes down onto the guy, and that's why he gets trampled. The other employees had to jump up like onto the vending machines that are kind of in the, you know, that entryway at big stores like that to get out of the way. So he gets trampled to death. Then people go about shopping on their merry way. And then when the police come and they're like, there's a dead person here. There's not going to be any shopping. You guys all have to clear out. None of the customers wanted to leave. They're like, no, we're shopping. We got here. We have our stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Classy.
Nice.
Long Island represent.
Thinking of Long Island, it's kind of like college towns who they try to put ordinances and they can't sell alcohol for so cheap because kids get very irresponsible.
Sure.
Pretty soon you're not going to be able to have sales.
Can't have sales because kids, people can't get their $99 DVD player.
Yeah. Idiots.
$99.
That's
$9.
$9. Sorry. What am I talking about?
A couple more things.
$4 Wii discount games.
We've had weed on the thing for the past. The
Nintendo
news.
Weed?
Yeah, Nintendo Weed.
It's a new thing.
So there's a challenge to all these state specific mandates for medical marijuana and stuff like that, saying that, but basically, I don't know if it was by the Drug Enforcement Agency or by the Justice Department, but.
Who's making drug references now, Shane?
Adam has taken the mantle.
So they were suing all the states that have medical marijuana, permissible in their states. This was kind of brought on by Michigan being the latest state to allow it. But the U.S. Supreme Court said no. States' laws are going to trump federal law in these cases. So one step closer to legalizing it for all you the normal fans out there. And finally, the Dark Knight, the Batman movie from
the Batman.
This
people
year.
Are talking about it.
It will return to theaters
really
for an Oscar push. This January.
Maybe I'll go see it.
It's good. It comes out in DVD next week, as a matter of fact, and Blu-ray. I want to throw one more news story in there.
Sure.
And it's going to be called an instant quiz, or instant game, Jared. O.J. Simpson just...
15 years.
15 years. So they say he might be able to get out in 6 to 8, yeah, depending upon...
You're 9.
Well, there's some duplicate charges they're going
to
try to get thrown out.
6 to 9 years, I heard.
But I was playing a game yesterday where I was thinking of the best... newspaper headlines for OJ and him being convicted. Any of you guys, can you think of anything off the top of your head? Because I've got three of them. I can start you out. The first one I had, obviously.
Black men do get jail time in America.
That was not it.
I would say
OJ squeezed.
That's one that I did. OJ squeezed.
The juice no longer loose.
That's.
Former Buffalo Bill Orenthal James Simpson sentenced to 15 years.
Wow, way to go!
That's awesome.
That's not the National Enquirer version.
OJ to pay.
I have juice concentrates on prison term.
Okay,
and then my last one was
Hall & Oates reforms. OJ Simpson sentenced 15 years in jail.
My last one, which I think is brilliant, was this time the glove fits. Okay. Thank you.
There was no glove this time.
I know, but it's sort of out there. I liked it. Someone told me it was brilliant, by the way. Yeah. Someone said
your
was
mom.
Brilliant.
Your mom.
Someone who likes Darth Gator.
Yeah, my daughter. I was passing it up on my kid. She loved it, and then she asked me if R2-D2 was a good guy or a bad guy, Daddy. Let's move on to the next part of Under the Scope.
Just so I know, how do children understand good and bad in those sort of things?
I have
because
no idea.
Cute and ugly.
Well, he looks like a useless... little tin can. How could he be a bad guy? What could he actually do? I'm not insulting her.
Well, she asked more about like stormtroopers, and then if stormtroopers are robots or if they're good guys, or you know, everything gets mixed up.
They don't know, so that's why they ask, and then you say bad, and then they just remember.
Kids start figuring out a lot of stuff. You know, it's bizarre how that happens. But I'm not here to talk about my daughter. I'm here to talk about.
That'll be a few episodes.
That's right. Our musical review, Jared.
before we do this, just an update real quickly.
An update. Quick update.
Mandy sent me a text. She's at the coffee shop right now.
That's his girlfriend.
There's a band that's forming. They're like going over stuff. That they're making a MySpace page and everything. They're a Christian band. And now they're looking for places to record a CD. So she's wondering if maybe Jared? Basement was available.
Are you ready to take on your next big act?
Wow. Reality show you can make.
I want you to get Mandy on the line and ask her to ask
what
them.
What would Jared do?
What's the name of their band? And if she wants to get them on the phone, I will put them on the phone right now, and we'll see if we can set up something. We got a recording
space. She won't want to be on the
No, she can just hand the phone to them.
No.
But there we go. Mandy ruining our show
again. I'm all
booked
up for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Jared's booked up all right.
The rest of the year is 3 weeks.
Yeah. There's people waiting upstairs to use the studio right
now. Yeah, the studio space.
I'm just saying my schedule is kind of booked.
Right.
And I charge $1 million.
That's it. Your fee is way too high for some
way
Christian.
Way too high.
Okay.
What do we got for a review today, Adam?
We are reviewing Day and Age, which is the Killers' third studio album, and represents a further departure from the style they debuted with in 2004's Hot Fuss. By the way, here's an instant game that you guys
can you're going to do an instant game now.
We need a sounder for that one.
This one's called
Let's Go. Instant Game.
Did Adam write the review this time or steal it from somewhere? And if so, where did he steal it from?
Okay. Written or stolen?
Yes, right.
Interesting.
Well, the first part is suspect already. I'm not sure if it's a further departure from their first album, if you want
Lead singer Brandon Flowers has called it the band's most playful record. Flowers says the concept of the album is like a continuation of 2006's Sam's Town.
Well, I'm pretty sure you didn't interview him, so that's stolen.
Stolen.
Only
fail.
From the view of Mars. Science fiction and fantasy is a theme for the album in both lyrics and sound.
Yeah.
The album's first single, Human, was recorded by the band and the album's producer, Stuart Price, in just 2 hours. The song was actually recorded and completed for the band's B-side compilation, Sawdust, but Flowers felt it was just too good to appear on that album.
On that crappy album.
The song has been called a cross between
Bruce Springsteen and Bruce Springsteen.
Wow.
And given the band's obvious love of boss-esque ballads, this was probably intentional. Here's a clip.
Try it again. Uh-oh.
What are you, high?
That's why you gave it to me. But they're not labeled. They just have one and two.
Wow. Is there a back in your face?
This is two.
What?
That's probably my fault.
Maybe.
We've all heard this one. We can talk about it.
He must have wrote this himself. You've got to let me go. Are we human?
Or are we dancers? Flowers has said other songs on the album were inspired by artists like Elton John, David Bowie, and Lou Reed.
David Bowie.
And the song Neon Tiger. Oh, and that the song Neon Tiger came about when he was trying to sound like MGMT. Songs throughout the album are structured in somewhat unusual ways for a modern pop album, with sharp contrasts upon contrasts in a single song. Most overwhelming of these, in what one may call the biggest what the fuck moment on the album, takes place in the song Joyride. Take a listen. Joyride. Move across the night like a separate wind. Wait for it.
It's totally out of Duran Duran. That's exactly what it sounds like to me.
I was hoping for the Roxette cover, but or remix.
That's it. Go, someone.
I'm gonna go on a joyride. That's it. Jared, you talk first.
I'm going
now.
First? Let me get my notes.
You talk first.
I have some notes. You know what? I'm kind of a big fan of the Killers. I love their first album. Their second album, I liked a lot more than both of you, I think, when we reviewed it. I actually like several of the songs on Sawdust as well. So, you know, this album is middle of the road for me. I think it has, it's the second album of the year, I think, that has a killer 1-2 punch. The first one being, what was that other band? I can't think of their name now. Kings of Leon.
Randy Newman.
When you got Human, and then Spaceman that follows it. Those two, for me, in my iTunes, are 4-star songs.
What does a 4-star in your iTunes mean?
4-song, I was just explaining this again earlier in the week to Shane. Yeah. For me, 3 stars is a good song. Four stars is a great song. Five star is like, you know, all time great.
You'd never press next
song.
On a
five
star.
I would never press next on a five star.
Gotcha. Five star song is any song by Raffi.
Clearly. So so
or Roxette.
So four stars is a pretty high rating for me. You got to really work hard to get that five out of me. But
what is give me an example of a five star song in your library? One five star song.
Sabotage by Beastie Boys. With or Without
That's
You
it.
By
we don't
the U2.
We don't need any more. We just said one.
I can pull up my playlist if you want. Anyway, there's a couple of other good songs on the album. I can't remember. There's one that I gave a three star.
This Is Your Life.
I didn't hate anything on here other than Joyride, which I absolutely despise. I don't know. There's just some questionable instrument choices specifically in that song, but they kind of show up elsewhere in some other songs. Yes. Where I'm like, eh. To me, it's almost like I like their 80s inspiration, but on a couple songs in this one, they took some of the worst parts of the 80s, or at least the parts that I don't like, and incorporated them into the music, and that really sours it for me. But I don't know. For the most part, you've got two really great songs, and that's usually enough to sell an album for me. So,
very nice, Jared. Well, I will talk about it next, then we will go on to Al, and then we'll listen to Adam Bitch complain about it. I echo a lot of what you say. I think there are definitely some strong songs.
Do you hate Joyride?
Human in Space. I don't really hate it, actually, but here's the thing. I listen to this album, and I hear like The Cure, Duran Duran, New Order, Spandau Ballet, Paul Simon's Graceland pops up in here, steel pan drums. They do all sorts of very strange things. You know, saxophone is questionable, I guess, but a big element of the 80s, especially a lot of the stuff that they're influenced by. So they rolled the dice and went with it. You may like it, you may not. I didn't mind it too much. You know, I actually thought this was a little bit more of a return. Oh, geez. Adam drawing a racist picture of me.
Do I need to take a picture?
Why do
of
I have a medallion on my... I think you definitely need to take a picture of this.
Wow.
Is
he touching his genitalia?
Well, you can't see his arms.
No.
I'm sitting on my hands right now. Boy, that is the worst picture of me ever.
It's like Asian Lil Wayne.
Asian Lil Wayne, he drew a picture of me. Anyway, so I actually liked this album quite a bit. I thought there were five solid songs in a row in the top half of the album. The second half, I didn't like as much, but I guess I'm a Killer's apologist. Suck on it, losers. Al, go ahead and bitch.
Loved the first album. Did not like the second album. I liked one or two songs off of the remix album. And this album didn't do anything for me. That's a great picture. I'm sorry.
Are you human or are you dancer?
No, there's a lot of music I like this year, and kind of old is new again. And a lot of great bands are taking things from old bands and making it fresh again.
Yes, Kanye West is taking stuff from T-Pain and making it his own.
Yeah, and this album is taking stuff from the past and not doing anything fresh with it at all. It is just a rehash of the 80s.
I can do what Adam does, too.
And know what? I don't
draw
think
stuff
the song,
everybody loves
I've
it.
Only listened to it one time, the album, and I was right before I came here, and I don't care if I hear it again.
I kind of agree with you on some respects that it is, yeah, it takes some of the old stuff and doesn't do anything real fresh.
And I don't hear anything from the first album on this album.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I really missed that first
album. Because the first album had good songs, and this one doesn't.
Wow.
Well, we're happy to hear your opinion. Adam, please wrap the sucker up.
Believe it or not, Shane, I actually agree with you in that the first half of the album is much stronger than the second half. I actually listened to the album a few times over the last couple weeks, and then didn't like it, and then tried to focus real hard last night on an aeroplane, and listened to it twice all the
Flying
way through.
Flying machine.
Each time I attempted this last night, I would get right past whatever the song after Joyride is, and then skip every song. Like, I'd get a minute in. I just found them really boring. The first half of the album, which I still have, I actually like most of Joyride. It just ruins it for me when you start hearing the saxophone kick in and it kills it. And also the weird bad Clash stuff at the beginning is
yeah, really the first song of the album, I think, is an odd choice to start it up by.
I would have started it probably with Spaceman.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. The beginning of the album, so the part that I actually find listenable, there's this weird, like, it would fit in really well in Labyrinth, I think, like the David Bowie movie. Like, that's just where, like, it seems like
I sound like Cruz.
Tom likes it.
And I have nothing wrong with that. I like Bowie. I like Labyrinth. But, like, it just doesn't seem
Boy, that
right.
was really gay.
And I kind of decided that I just don't think the Killers make music I like anymore. Because I like the first album a lot and really haven't liked anything since then. Sam's Town grew on me a little bit after we reviewed it. I think I hated it. But
yeah,
I,
you didn't like it very
yeah.
much.
Yeah. But, like, that was
colossal
also,
disappointment.
You know what? And the remembering back, I think that was our first big split review as well, too. Because I gave it a higher score than the two of you. Yeah. So
It ended up being one of my more liked albums of the year, actually, after I listened to it a bunch. But
I looked back. I actually have 4 songs rated 5 stars. Mine, I only do 1, 3, and a 5 on mine.
He
so.
Hates odd numbers, even numbers.
I'm kind of a hypocrite with the Killers because most bands, I get pissed when they make the same album over and over again. And you have to give them credit for trying to not do Hot Fuss 2 more times in a row. But they went too far.
I remember when we reviewed Sam's Town, I said, I want another Hot Fuss.
Yeah. Like, they need to do 2 of those albums before they branch off into something else.
All they would be is Franz Ferdinand doing the same album 2 more times if they did that.
But it's weird because the Killers and, well, the Strokes came out well before them, but I kind of view them in kind of the same vein. I just felt like that the Killers were a more kind of dancey version of them in that.
But still a one-trick pony.
Yeah, but
rehashing the 80s.
Yeah, but it feels like the Strokes do well sticking to just like the rock side of it, and I kind of just wish that's how it would have stayed split. I mean,
Killers should have kept doing Blur instead of going backward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There we have it.
All right.
Well, it sounds like we don't agree.
We don't, Shane.
So let's give it a score.
The Scope score is... The Scope score is... 1/2 stars. 3 1/4 stars.
I don't like that Shane's winds up winning there at the end.
Yeah, well, so it goes.
The Scope score is... The Scope score is... 3 1/4 stars. 1 1/2 stars.
I want to see how you post this.
The Scope score is... 2 1/2 stars.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
You're going to have to put this on the internet, Jared. I don't know how you're going to do that.
My goodness.
So guess what? We've got one more segment of Under the Scope. It's coming soon. And you know, Adam, we are starting to get out of the holiday season, so do we have a lot of great things coming up, or is it slowing down a little bit? I'm just fascinated to hear.
Your guess is as good as mine. Let's find out together.
Okay, let's find out. Let's learn and grow together.
All right, so music, releases. December 9th. There's a theme here. You guess what it is. 50 Cent has an album coming out, Before I Self-Destruct. Brandy. Really, the Brandy.
Murdering Brandy.
I've never called her that before.
She got in a car accident and killed somebody.
Busta Rhymes and Common. What's the theme there?
What do they all have in common?
They're all from the East Coast.
I'm buying all these for my wife for her birthday.
I think that's great. It's like a shopping list right here for you. His wife, the biggest rap fan in the history of the planet, with a little R&B mixed in as well.
How much prison time combined?
And she likes kill. And she likes people who kill.
Well, who
does
doesn't?
She know?
little dark there. Turn
that.
Dark.
There we go. Shane got it.
They're all wearing
that was
ankle bracelets.
That was the common theme. Little dark.
Brandy, we're not as much though.
Terrible.
Okay, what else?
Like, December 16th.
Caramel.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. All American Rejects.
Werther's.
Fallout Boy.
What?
Can we talk about them?
White.
Oh, is
white
that,
boy,
that
yeah. White chocolate. Out? What no, is no, white it's chocolate?
Con- it's oh. one of the best albums that hasn't been released yet. Apparently. Right.
Well, you know what? I remember last year on our countdown with Al. What's it called?
You remember that?
We got one of the. Phantom Limb, I think, got an award, and it was technically coming out 2 weeks later.
That was all Al's doing.
The single was released in 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, Mr. Technicality.
Jamie Foxx.
It's like Oscar consideration.
Jamie Foxx's album is coming out. Now, I didn't know Jamie Foxx was a rapper until I got home.
He's not a rapper.
Well, what is
he's a crooner. He likes to sing R&B stuff.
Okay.
Isn't he heavy metal?
He'll have rappers on
it. That's a different Fox.
No, that's Britney Fox.
I got in
or Samantha
last
Fox?
Night at like
Michael
11.
Wait, doesn't he own a junkyard? No, that's Red Fox.
I'm coming for you.
or Junkyard Dog, depending on. I got in last night, and MTV, for whatever reason, was on my TV when I turned it on, and there was Jamie Foxx rapping. And I was
he's
really
rapping,
confused.
Huh? No, I don't know if he's actually going to do that.
Crooning, whatever.
Rapping.
He was singing. And
well, there's a huge difference between rapping and crooning.
He was raying.
There is.
And
there is a difference between
Soulja
crooning
Boy.
And baking.
Soulja Boy is
now
back.
Is this Soulja Boy's first actual album? Was the Superman one an actual? Was that on an album? That
I don't
was?
Know. I don't even want to speculate.
Super Soak That Hoe.
I don't want. I don't want to soil his.
So does anyone in here not know what the Superman move is? In regards to what Soldier Boy is talking about during that song.
No, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Is it supposed to be naughty, though?
Are you speaking code?
It's what you, while you're sleeping with a woman, actually asleep.
Yeah.
You masturbate on her back and then put the sheet, you like lay the, you know, like press the sheet down and not wake her up. So that when she wakes up in the morning.
She's got a cape.
She's got a cape.
What the fuck? Why is that funny?
Well, who doesn't do that?
That's kind of hilarious.
Honestly, maybe we can have a demonstration on our episode 16.
What would the Wonder Woman be then?
The Wonder Woman. So you got a magic lasso?
Lasso.
Invisible jet.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does the invisible jet work into that?
I'm looking forward to that All-American Rejects album, if you don't know the truth. Yeah, for the first single, I like it quite a bit. Yeah.
I've not heard it yet.
Sorry. I don't even know who they are.
There's no remix on Hype.
You know who they are! Jesus, every time.
I only know about them from Rock Band, honestly. I don't pay any attention to them.
Movies, December 12th, Delgo. What is this? Strange Dinosaur People, A Young Warrior Embarks On... Is this...
It's like an animated film. Oh, okay. Yeah. Computer animated.
Not
Dark,
really a movie.
Dark Streets, a blues club busts at the seams when its owner becomes associated with the murderous murders. Mystery.
The murderous murders.
Mysterious murders.
Mysterious mystery people.
Yeah, Mushmouth 3.
Who's in that?
I don't know.
Okay. The Day the Earth Stood Still. There's the movie with Keanu.
Oh, right.
And don't others. Care.
Starring
Remake.
Brandy.
Remake, yes, of the 1951 film. December 19th, 7 Pounds, the Will Smith movie. Anyone know what that refers to, the 7 Pound reference?
It's 7 Pounds of flesh, isn't it, for something? I forget what it's a retribution for, payment for.
I think he did something bad.
So he's got to pay back.
Pound,
The Tale of the Despero X.
Just saw a commercial for that. Despero.
Despero X. Yay.
It's another animated film.
And
Big-eared mouse does
man.
Good.
When will Jim Carrey stop getting Christmas movies to release? Seems like every year. Him and Will Smith battling it out.
I don't know.
Yes, man. The movie where he cannot say no. And
I thought that was out like 2 months ago.
Zoe Deschanel, I believe, is the
I like
she?
Her.
Girl.
She's cool.
Yeah,
I like
she
her.
If
she
if
she
and
he.
DVD, December 9th, Dark Knight comes out. I'm hearing that the BD of that is really good. I think that calling Blu-ray DVDs BDs is a huge mistake.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, that's what it means. Blu-ray
disc. It sounds like a venereal disease.
Yes.
He's got a BD.
Horton Hears a Who, Lost Season 4, and Swingtown. December 16th, the Mummy movie from earlier the year, Cheetah Girls, I don't know what that is, and Mamma Mia.
I like to throw the crap in there.
Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls
is
it's an ABC family thing that stars.
You guys buy any new video games recently?
I bought Boom Blocks, actually, a year after it came out.
Fable, too?
The most recent purchase was a Kingdom for Gifflings off the Xbox Live Arcade.
I played it
for 6 hours last night.
I have a request.
Yeah.
I need to give Mandy ideas for gifts for me. I still have not figured out what I would like because I'm never at home, so it's hard.
Yeah.
We have, roughly $50 range, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas?
Like, are you thinking video games?
I only have a Wii, and I never play it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I need a new video card for my computer, but that's going to be more than $50.
Yeah.
Think about it. Video games.
How about a sausage package from Hillshire Farms?
Maybe a Sudoku book. I can't say that.
Sudoku
book. Sudoku.
We Sudoku.
Whatever. Fuck it. Move on.
Video games. Only two. Sonic Unleashed and Rise of the Argonauts.
Get that one. Get Sonic Unleashed.
Sonic Unleashed. There you go.
I don't play my Wii.
Can you not make a joke about that, Shane? Let's go. Come on.
What am I going to say?
Old people are making jokes.
Look, I know.
Here we go. We'll pause for 5 seconds. Let the audience make their own joke.
Yep. Okay. And silence.
It's an instant joke.
That's good. Move on.
All right. Adam is done. That means Under the Scope is done as well. Under the Scope. We are back with Jared.
We're back.
Adam is on the internet on his phone. Al's cold, and Jared has got things to talk about.
Shane, as you know, this is where we read comments from the audience, and we have quite a few this week.
I know, it's been quite a banner week for us.
We've got email comments, we've got web comments. You already played the voicemail earlier, so we're not going to go into that. But we're just going to start off here. Sue writes in. She says, ever since I heard the clever banter from you two on the MetroBuzz Trivia Challenge, congrats on your win. I have been an avid fan. Look forward to every episode. You make my drive to work a hysterical one.
Do you think that with Adam in the mix now, that it's not as good for her?
Because
we were so good on that show, Adam comes in and ruins it?
I really have to think it's a letdown, honestly. But, I apologize. Sue, thanks for sticking with us, regardless of Adam's performance.
I'm sorry. I'll try to kick up the amount of fart jokes that I tell him.
And by the way, Sue, if you didn't hear, Adam never plays with his Wii.
Never does.
You're glib.
That was, you know, remember when that was a funny joke 2-3 years ago?
Still gets laughs.
Never gets old.
Still gets laughs. John F. writes, I'd just like to thank you for having such a long and humorous podcast.
Such a long and humorous con.
Today, I drove 5 hours and your podcast almost took up half of the driving time. Keep up the good work. You're going to be disappointed about this one, I think, because it's only going to clock in at about an hour and 20 some odd minutes.
What do you think of that, Al?
Just pause when you add your own joke and do it a few times.
Yeah.
Come up with your own O.J. Simpson headlines. Yeah. What else?
Maybe listen to some Killers.
Wow, this is a racist episode, I just realized, on my part.
It's terribly racist.
Wow, we're really terrible here.
All of our listeners now. This is what happens when we get too many listeners.
Yeah. We just go off the rails.
Yeah, we have to like sabotage things somehow. So.
I say we limit the number of people that can listen for now. And those of you that are listening now, you're in on the ground
you're
floor.
In. You're we're in. Gonna, grandfathered we're
gonna,
in.
Grandfathered yes. in.
We might only allow an additional 5 or so per month.
Yeah.
As need, people die off.
Yeah.
We want to cultivate a certain exclusivity.
We want to cultivate a cult. That's what we want.
That too. Kelly writes, I really enjoy your show, and in order to give you guys some ego boosters, I am an awkward 15-year-old high school student, or this makes you feel really old.
Well, I go with the latter.
If so, I apologize, and you can mock me for obsessing over my cat.
What do we make out of this?
Insert mocking joke here.
Yeah, I don't know. If you have if you want to make fun of her, go ahead and write us an email. And
I'm not going to make fun of her. I appreciate.
No, not you. I'm not the audience. We'll let them do the.
They we love all of our listeners.
Mock her for obsessing.
I love 15-year-old girls.
Whoa!
Oh, hey now.
Then we can buy some for the show forever.
It's okay. We don't play with the Wii though.
Yeah.
So.
Keith F says he's a Metrobuzz listener now, an avid Scope listener.
Avid.
Boy, we're just that Metrobuzz thing really paid dividends.
It did.
Can we be on other podcasts?
We'd like to.
We can't think of any other ones that would want us.
I know. He says, I'm also from Minnesota. I live in St. Cloud and work in Eden Prairie. And on my hour drive to work and home, I have plenty of time for podcasts. The Scope is honestly the most entertaining one out there.
It is.
I think
tell everyone
finally,
that.
Finally.
We found our market. People that live in the exurbs but work in downtown regions. So
what did you call that?
They're called exurbs.
Really?
They're the things past the suburbs.
I didn't
know. He needs to find a better drive. That's awful.
Wow. Let's tell Keith that he can hang out with Al anytime. I mean, Al lives right down the road from Eden Prairie.
Well,
maybe he can come up.
And I'm from... Right on the way to St.
Cloud.
Yeah,
he's right on the way to St. Cloud.
You guys are practically brothers.
You are practically related.
Represent.
Keep up the great work. And perhaps try the mock radio host bit again. It was hilarious.
Oh, well, Keith.
Keith, you need to...
Willie, right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Keith, we're gonna do a post on our website that's going to highlight, just for you, some of our best mock radio episodes. We've got a whole game created about it. It's one of the funniest things we've ever done.
It's something we tend to go to a lot.
Twice. We've done it twice in 3 years.
Well, it's popped up in other
60 some episodes.
It is. But it's good stuff, so we will we'll let you know where you need to go to hear some of the best Scope episodes ever.
Right on.
Thank you.
Right when we get back from these messages.
Right when we get back.
That's right, folks. Oh. Make sure you tune in and find out. Anyway, Mike says, I was on the edge of my seat listening to your interview of Metrobuzz.
Yes.
That is some cutting-edge journalism,
Shane. It was.
And for that, I would totally F you. Marry Jared because of his access to Tom, I'm assuming Tom Cruise. And kill Adam. I just can't get behind someone that doesn't know always show up for the show.
Exactly.
To be fair, Adam shows up for the show when, you know, we do it on the weekends. He travels during the week.
Mentally or physically, though.
Oh,
he shows up.
I hadn't thought of that angle, Shane.
What would happen to Al? Would he just get like a happy ending with that?
I just get a halfer.
Yeah.
He get a 68.
He might get a peck. Maybe a peck. Or a peck on the cheek. He also writes
peck in the ass, peck on the cheek.
Yeah.
P.S. No World Series of Pop Culture this year.
Well, guess what? It is in the makings, but it takes a lot of planning.
Come on, we just did the blender quiz, doesn't that?
Yeah, blender quiz. We've done it.
It's enough, right?
If you'll notice, the blender quiz did not require any of Jared's dings.
Yeah,
that's the big part. We had to pay a lot of money for each one of those.
What was that guy's name?
Most people like my dings.
What was the guy that wrote? What was his name again?
Because
I'm going to do a shout out to
that
him.
That was Mike.
Mike, listen, I have been working on questions for the pop culture trivia quiz. I have talked to some possible competitors.
Do we have corporate sponsors?
It is on our radar.
I have a new team this year that we would like to get in since I kind of got dropped.
Yeah,
I couldn't make it last year, so I'd like to defend my share of the title.
Okay,
from 2 years ago.
Al wants in.
And he's got a new team. I like that.
Rooting everything because we already had our teams. But hey, we'll get them in there some way.
So Shane, you're saying it's coming back.
Will be coming back, but it will not be coming back in 2008.
Well, I guess we'll come back in 2010 then.
No, we'll get you in 2009.
No, 2009. That's next year.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
We count all. We don't just count evens. We count all of the years.
Oh,
don't worry.
Not the summer games.
No. So it'll happen, dude.
That's good.
Just get ready for it.
As always, if you have comments for us, you can write us at comments@thescopeshow.com, or you can go to the website, comments on the blog there, fill out the web form to send an email to us. You can call the voicemail line at 646-495-9201, extension 70055. You can also join our Facebook group. We've gotten a lot of new members there. Throwing up a couple discussion topics that nobody's responding to anymore.
Which is me.
Pretty sad, but yep. That's okay. We got topics up there like, what do you think about the show as far as the format goes? Trying to get some feedback there. So if you have any ideas on that, go over there, contribute, and it'll be a good time. I also have a
comment on mine, the who has the biggest dong comment that's been up there for a while, and not many people are commenting on that.
Like, no. Between you guys or like?
No, just in the world.
Oh
in the world.
The biggest dong in the world.
Right on.
I know who doesn't. No, right. I'm just kidding.
Shane, take me off that list.
I want to throw a challenge out there to the audience, too.
Say what?
We've gotten a couple new reviews in the iTunes store. And honestly, getting reviews, positive reviews in there is actually one of the metrics that they use to try to get you on the featured page. So we're at 10 reviews now. I want to set a goal of 20 reviews. I want 10 more reviews from our audience, if that's possible. So if you
what do they have to do, Jared?
They just have to go to the iTunes store. They can click on a link
store.
Off.
They have to buy anything?
No. Yeah.
What does this cost them?
It costs you nothing, Shane. Nothing at all.
A bit of your soul.
If I promise to tell a friend, do I get the free vegetable slicer?
You totally will.
Yes.
Okay. And you can keep it.
And if you act now, you get two. Vegetable slices.
You're almost losing money by not taking advantage of this
offer.
Honestly,
really. Yeah. So
you can't. As my dad would say, you can't afford not to buy it.
So you can go to our website. You can click on our iTunes link there. It'll pop you right into the store, or you just go search for us in the iTunes store.
I'd be happy with 5 reviews between now and the next show, Jared. But 10 is what we really.
Now I didn't set a time limit. Okay. I'm just saying the goal is to reach 20, and then maybe we'll go on from there.
Set it and forget it.
Set it and
forget it.
Forget it.
Yes.
So everybody, you're listening. We know you're listening. Just write a short review talking about how great I am and how much how better I make Jared and Adam.
We're trying to grow the audience, and honestly, it's all your help.
I bet you if Molly was on, we'd get like 20 up for sure.
You think
week.
So?
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, maybe we'll have to have
she
Molly on.
She won't let people at Old Work know that to listen to the show because she's on it, though. So she's actually a negative impact on the show's audience.
Jane, I've got one more plug.
Please. Please.
If you, anyone who's visited the website may have noticed that we've added a donation button. We don't, the show doesn't have a lot of expenses, but occasionally we do have equipment costs or...
Sex machine breaks down. Sex swing.
Exactly. If you feel like donating, if you like what we're doing and you want to throw a couple bucks our way, that'd be awesome. You just go to the website, click on the button there, and... works via PayPal.
Why are you looking at me like I need to give you money?
You're not.
Or we could just not charge $1 million for the studio.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
He's got such high
studio
costs.
I didn't think
about
that. Yeah. We have $1 million studio fees if you'd like to help us. Yeah. Anyway. It's the holidays, and I know times are tough, but whatever.
Will you be putting out an open invite to your big New Year's Eve party, Jared?
No.
No. That is exclusive.
That's an exclusive party. But we will have a scope event happening there, won't we, Shane?
We will. A sexy scope event, a sex exclusive.
I don't know if our new listeners are aware of this, but we've the last 2 years we've done an episode, a special episode of the Scope, recorded at my New Year's Eve party. Usually it's a train wreck, but it's an entertaining train wreck. So look for that again.
Except for last year.
Last year was fun.
I felt I let everyone down.
Well, I think you're the only one who thinks that, though.
That's what she said.
She does say that, Al. So everybody. I want to thank Al once again for being here. I want to thank Jared for putting all those comments together, and I want to thank Adam for sticking his stinky feet on the table while Jared was reading the comments. I'm glad I'm stuffed up. And I also like to thank myself for making most of our listeners hate us, obviously, because everyone wants me dead in the F. Mary Kill.
That one guy said no.
Yeah, I think he's pulling my leg.
You know,
my leg, Al.
The fake third leg. Sad Shane act doesn't fool anyone.
No. I'm far too self-confident for any of this. So guess what, everybody? Episode 64 is coming up at you in 2 weeks, or slightly after that. So until then, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then... send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
646-495-9201, extension 70055.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying,
ciao!
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.